I don't always like being pigeonholed as one thing, you know, obviously as an artist, but really, I mean, I'm happy to be stuck in the blues if I'm going to be stuck somewhere.
The blues is a home base of sorts for Susan Tedeschi. Hear her sing and you'll know why, but she's led that voice into new territory throughout her career. And this time, her writing skills took on the challenge. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Susan Tedeschi had proven vocal pipes by age 4, and by her teenage years moved from musical theater to gospel, and finally into the blues. Those were the Boston scene days when the album Just Won't Burn started spreading the word beyond New England. And now, 10 years later, she's married to Derek Trucks, mom of 2 kids, and living in Florida, when not on the road. So a lot has changed in her life. But the music still rolls on. And after making a soul and R&B covers record in 2005, Susan put her pen to paper to write the songs for her new album, Back to the River. NFUV's Darren DeVivo recently asked Susan how co-writers and kids influenced her writing process.
700 Houses is a tune that you co-wrote with John Leventhal.
Yeah,
and that
sure.
seems to be kind of like the theme of this album. If you look at the creation of the songs, you went to different people to collaborate with and write and come up with a collection of original tunes. Was that the case?
Well, I worked together with the label, and they put me in touch with a few artists I had never really co-written before. And John was one of the first people I wrote with. And we wrote Revolutionize Your Soul and 700 Houses. And it was really interesting to get to write with all different types of artists, too, because someone like John is very different than Doyle or Derek, and then somebody like Tommy Sims, or Tony Joe White. I mean, they're all different, and they're all a pleasure to work with. So I really had a ball writing with different people, but I pretty much would go in there and sort of know what I wanted to write about or had an idea, or if I didn't have an idea, we would sit down and just, you know, jam together until we found a common ground and then figured out where we could go from there.
So let's pick up the pieces from this tragedy. You and I must come to terms with this reality. I'm lost and I'm looking. My city's washed away. But you know.
And I also would imagine having children in your life now has affected your songwriting.
You know, it's made me more aware of the world and how much we need to fix and how much we need to work together. And a lot of my songs have to do with love and, you know, things that are common themes, you know, all over the planet. And, you know, not wanting war, or songs like 700 Houses, you know, having to deal with catastrophes and working together. And instead of, like, freaking out about it, you know, being more graceful and dealing with problems and trying to get an understanding of what we got to do. You know, it's the same thing with being a parent. Like, what do? I don't know. You just get it done. Like, it's time to get stuff in order. And I don't know. I just feel like it's a hard time right now for people, but we're going to get through it. You know, we're going to get it done. So a lot of these songs are kind of based on politics and environment and family and things that we all deal with every day.
I know that it is true. All the things that we must do to make our lives as one in this world we've just begun. You know that people want the same thing all over the world now. Understanding truth and having no war. Think about each other, we must do. It's the only thing. It's true, I know that it's true. All the things that we do, I know that it's true. Oh, now these things will come back on you now, yeah.
A song called True, performed live by Susan Tedeschi at WFUV. For more exclusive studio sessions, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.